grass, ganja, joint, doobie, do, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
That's Tess from The Breakfast Show. She always shops at The Hemp Store. She recommends The Hemp Store.
Oh.
She actually got a vape, I believe, before Christmas for a friend's birthday present.
From The Hemp Store?
Yeah, like a... Yes, from the hemp store. I can't, like a special vape machine.
Do you know about vapes, John? Tell us what type of vape it is. A vape 2000.
What sort of vapes do you have up there?
Hey, Chris, how's it going?
Very good. Thank you very much. That's good to hear. And yeah, hemp store, what's happening up there? Well, actually, there's late nights going on. When is it, though? It's next month, actually, so we won't even say that. But there's going to be a vape special coming, so.
Okay.
There you go, advance word. But. Yeah, all happening up there. We've got Know Your Stuff in store on Saturday. People want to come along.
Test the gear.
Discretion being,
And when you walk out the door, is there like a policeman knelt down on the ground and another policeman there to push you backwards over and then you fall over and then they take all the drugs off you? Or how does it work?
No.
Okay.
And in fact, it's legal and because of the amendment that the government put through just before Christmas. Mm-hmm. And the Governor General puts on a funny hat and holds something in one hand and...
The Bible?
Right there. And then it's by magic, it's legal. So it could happen, right? To anything.
It's true.
And speaking of which, things that can change just at the drop of a hat when there's no actual law change needed, and that is the big cannabis news of the week, is that the police have chopped the eradication program. They've axed it.
A big pun.
Yeah, every news story of it has had the pun, variations on the thing. They've pulled it, uprooted, whatever they've done, it's all,
okay.
So this is great, and it just shows, and it's like what we've said all along, and it is in fact like the situation in places like Amsterdam, where the law didn't actually change to allow the coffee shops. It was an agreement to tolerate them if they followed certain rules, right? And that could always be the case here.
Are we headed in that direction?
They have discretion, and discretion got entrenched, and in fact... So I've got a blog about it, as you do, on the daily blog today. And one of the interesting points is that when you look at...
Why don't you blog about it, bro?
Yeah, well, there you go. And you can read it in all its glory and detail. And and one of the things, when you look at the reduction in arrests, it's all from initiatives that the police have done. And we're talking from the peak of arrests in the 90s when 25 to 30,000 people were arrested every year for cannabis. And this was also the peak of the helicopter eradication program, spreading seeds all around the country, introducing the poison spray that they spray, this herbicide that's sprayed blue, that every year we hear reports of it being sold to people or turned into oil and on-sold to people.
There's one thing
medical patients
have,
being sold this stuff.
Strong initiative.
Yeah, well, exactly. So I think they've finally realised, and
helicopters in the sky. Is that what you're telling me right now?
Well, there's a little small budget available for them, and it's $700,000. That comes from, I believe, from the proceeds of crime kind of pool of things they've seized off, whatever they've seized, and which used to only be like cannabis, farms where they'd caught, found, and again, like with this helicopter thing, gone overhead, seen a patch somewhere on a farm. Mm-hmm. That was the very first one, and there was no actual direct anything linking the person, and they took the farm off them. Old family farm. Could it possibly have been paid for with this patch on the other side of it and all this kind of thing? Anyway, so it's all been a bit murky, but in recent years it's all shifted, going after the people they really should probably, and it funds various things, and one of these things is this. So it's reduced. When we last got some figures, which was a long, long time ago, it was in the 10 times what they're kind of talking with this fund, so I don't think that would particularly go very far. But you have to kind of say you're doing it, I guess. But anyway, from the hierarchy's point of view, they've basically sent a signal to the rest of the police based on the And so this is interesting. It's the police that seem to be leading the reform where the politicians are kind of too scared to go to.
Yeah, it's funny, eh?
Was it true that the story broke in the media and the government didn't know that the police had made this decision.
Oh, yes, please, really?
Well, yeah, it's an operational matter, but I guess, you know.
That's so mad.
That's what they've been saying all along, though, right? Whenever we've said, how do you allow them to do this? You know, snooping in people's gardens. I mean, I live in the Waitakere Ranges. Yeah. It's kind of, and this is the kind of place they do. All the stereotypical places get hammered. And, oh, so what are you going to do in Auckland? You've got to do it in the Ranges. You couldn't get away with doing it in the kind
of... Everyone knows it's not steam coming off the Ranges there. Everyone knows.
Oh, come on. And anyway, so all they get, there's no big grows. They're not getting anything kind of commercial out in the bush of Auckland. Yeah. You know, the most like, it's some hippie or it's medical patients is who they've got. But, you know, I've had them hover over my house and come out outside on the deck and the snorkel with the poisons right above my head.
What?
You know, and it's an Iroquois, you know, and it's like, what the hell is this? It's military. It's all very weird.
Fuck.
So this is all about just putting it back into proportion. It's just cannabis.
Open
it's
your
a slight
please
overreaction,
look directly into the gun and open your mouth. What?
It's got a slight overreaction in terms of the you know, so what if someone had a plant in their back garden? So I think the police have kind of read the tea leaves, but importantly, you know, when you've had a referendum result that only that half the okay, it's basically a stalemate, right? It's half and half. The referendum didn't pass, but pretty much 50% of the country voted for full legalization. And under that scenario, when that's just being demonstrated at the ballot box, the social contract which allows law enforcement of these kind of social issues, right, that's broken, or that doesn't exist anymore. So the justification or the sort of the police kind of comfort zone of what they can do, you can no longer surveil people from a helicopter when
if
half
you're
the population
that guy in the helicopter or girl looking down and you're able to spot DAC that well, you probably love it. You know what I mean? Probably lovely.
Well, you get that impression that they're playing with toys and things, and you know, it's an interesting day, and you know, but there's a lot of people involved too, so you know, you not only have the helicopter and then the spotter plane and then all these ground crews and this area that's kind of like the hot zone at some local airport they've commandeered, and it's all quite a big operation,
Chris, you know? Without the police getting up into the air this summer, what does that mean for local cannabis supply come March, April?
Well, it is still illegal,
you
so we have to caution
John.
That. Just because they're not, just because they're not going
to
be snooping from the air, doesn't mean that they're not still going to be looking for it. Let's put it that way. But you know, go for it, right?
Sure.
Surely, if you follow what the referendum would have been of sticking to two or four plants per household, then I can't really see it. And certainly, since the medical cannabis scheme came in, you know, we haven't really heard of any patients being busted. As I say, these arrests have gone from 25 or 30,000 in the mid-90s to about 1,000 last year, and I think in this coming year we can expect that to climb even more.
What was that meeting like, I wonder, for the police there, where they all sat down and the big boss man was like, I don't think we're going to do the helicopter thing this year that much, everyone. It must just be the vibe at the police. And that's what's so interesting. They're informing the government themselves. Like you say, they're kind of doing they're like, wow.
They brought in the diversion scheme.
Well, because
the law didn't change.
They're 50% of people, just like we're 50% of people. So 50% of them are probably okay with the DAC too. You know what
that's
I mean?
That's right, yeah.
So it's really fascinating when you sort of think about it.
Yep. And when the Labour, you know, scuttled the cannabis inquiry 20 years ago and then got the Law Commission to kick it over to them to do an inquiry, and then National came in and ignored it, and then the police just went, we're going to bring in pre-charge warnings. And that put it right down. And then, you know, the referendum happens and Andrew Little says, oh, there's no reform at all. And then the police just go and, oh, well, we'll cancel the helicopter.
Does this say that the government is moving too slowly on some issues? If
absolutely.
It's up to...
police are
if
people
they're
too.
Out of step with where the police are at, then, you know, successive. But it's not this government or anything. It's just the politics of it and where it's kind of at. And, you know, but they've got to find a way forward, you know, recognizing what the referendum result was, but
yeah,
also recognizing
a lot as well,
that
because
half the country voted for it, and you've got to actually do something. You've
the police
find
will,
a way forward.
The police will see the harm or lack of harm of cannabis as well, more than a lot of people that would have voted on that referendum.
Yes,
so they you know, they fucking know what they're doing. You know,
in particular, with cannabis, with the social harm index that you hear about when people go, oh, it causes this harm. With cannabis, most of that harm that they tot up is the law enforcement costs, and it's this heavy-handed approach of having helicopters and paying for the military.
And then you're
to
in
come
the system
in.
And you're screwed.
You know, that the more they spend, the more the index says you've got more harm, and then okay, we better spend more. So it's kind of a ridiculous measure.
Okay. Ah, sounds like we're all going to get a little stimulus check from that 700 G's or what? You're going to get some.
Chris, was there any other cannabis-related news that was floating around the media today? I mean,
what was the other one? There was the Say Nopers were on News Talk, because he'd be there. Bob McCroskey's come out and saying they've commissioned some research showing that the media were overwhelmingly in favour of the Yes campaign.
Hmm.
And,
right.
What? Well, there you go. But yeah, we'd have to see it, of course, but, you know, it's hard to say, eh? When you're combating, you know, 100 or so years of negative coverage and...
don't
and,
be sore winners as well, you know? Just take that, take the dub.
It certainly didn't feel like it. Did it feel like it, that the media were biased towards Yes?
No.
I'm not quite sure.
Someone was coming here with a text message to 5395 into the text machine, and I will read. I was tending my garden, two plants in Point Chev, and had the police chopper fly over low stop and surround this and sounded their siren. Gave them the finger.
Good.
Strange sentence. Fly over and low stop and sounded their siren. So there's a siren on that helicopter. That's kind of buzzy. Fucking hell. I mean, a spotlight and just screaming at the person's good enough. Aye. Little megaphone. Isn't that what happens? Did you get yelled at when you were about to get sprayed with the poison?
No, they were like kind of Air Force-y looking guys, just with a smirk, and they were going all along every house in the range. They started at Tararangi, they went to the whole ranges, every West Coast beach.
You're going to get some tomato plants every once in a while. You're going to mess that up and get
Well, you're just going to get a few hippies or patients or alternative types growing a plant or two. So I think they've realised that, but also, it's a changing of the game. But it is interesting, right? They're kind of ahead of where the government's at. It's just kind of weird. But anyway, without getting too kind of congratulatory, it could change. And that's the problem with this kind of police discretion.
Yeah, exactly. Sworn in by the Queen. Ugh.
Yeah, well, you know, this is exactly what's happened. It's new people, Andrew Costa running the Queen. And okay, new management, whatever, and it's a new approach. But that could go back the other way. And it's always been the problem with police diversion scheme, which they brought in, which did kind of halve the amount of prosecutions, but it was very selective who they applied it to.
Mm.
And certainly during that cannabis inquiry all those years ago, we were finding, research was presented that they compelled from the police at the time that showed that everyone who was arrested in Wellington Central got a diversion, and no one who was arrested in Porirua got a diversion.
Wow. Fucking hell. Someone's saying they know a cop who got the chance to be in the helicopter, abseiling guy one season. He loved it. All about the toys. There you go.
There you go. So, you know, there's other things they can play with, right?
Oh my God! Best text ever. I am police. I love Dak. Spelt Dak wrong as well. Must be a cop. Fucking cheers, man. Oh, girl. What's up?
Love it.
That's so mint. D-A-C-K. Let the record show that Dak is D-A-K. Okay.
It is true. It is true. From the South African, Dugga.
That's great. Yeah.
A new study came out that just on the science side, a little switch.
Yes, please.
Alcoholics consumed less alcohol if they could have some cannabis instead. So that's good to know.
I feel like it's good that scientists have figured that out. I feel like I really knew.
Yeah, yeah, you got to kind of prove it, I guess.
I feel like I weaned myself off the alcohol as a young lad into the deck.
Looking at, is it bad for your heart?
Not your caring heart.
Actually, found the opposite. Cannabis users had lower rates of cardiovascular disease.
Damn it. Keep searching for something, eh? Let's search for something.
And good news of the week. Hospitals in Thailand can now serve cannabis foods to patients and their visitors.
Another reason to go to Thailand.
And this makes a return to Thailand's culinary past. Said one of the doctors, putting cannabis leaves in the food is our culture.
I'm going to go to Thailand for my lipo. Definitely going to get on the deck. Sweet, Chris. Got any more? Look at you.
That was nice
little tidbits at the end.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. Always a pleasure, Chris. I implore everyone to get up to the hemp store and get your DAC needs and just all your needs.
Not all your DAC needs, but some of them. Yeah. We can talk about the other ones.
Right on.
Yeah. All right.
Get your vases.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
To the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm a